hotter and sweatier than Rosie O'Donnell's butt cheeks. It's the Corey and Joel Radio Show.
Yeah! Woo! Woo! All right, everybody. Welcome back in.
How do?
Corey and Joel with you on another summer's afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening.
It's jungle hot today.
It's hot. It's super hot.
What about our fans in the southern hemisphere? It could be winter there.
Crikey.
People could be listening late. They could be listening to this in December, though, too.
I guess.
This is the new White Stripes album.
Icky Thump. Available in stores now or Sam Goody outlets.
Synchronized.
New White Stripes. So.
Available at Sam Goody.
I think they're done. I think they're out of business.
Sam Goody's gone.
That's one of the one of the better tracks on that.
It is one of the better tracks.
One of the only good tracks on that album.
It's okay. I thought it's better than their last one, but the last one I hated. So.
Did you like their busker outfits that they had on with their 5,000 rhinestones?
Yeah, that's called a pearly. Oh, if you
a nudie suit?
No, it's like some Cockney thing from England or something like that. Yeah.
Well, the cowboy stuff is called a nudie suit.
Okay.
Because there's some dude named Nudie.
The stuff
is cowboys. All right.
Why do I know stuff like this? Yeah, why is my brain filled with nonsense?
But no, they're wearing outfits with 5,000 buttons sewn on them.
Buskers.
Yeah. So I don't know what you call those.
He's about 5 minutes away from doing, I'm a chimney sweep, I am. Come on, look at me then. This is me best gal, Meg.
What's all this then?
Yeah. Crikey.
So that's the White Stripes, and we're back with you, Corey and Joel, in July. We have, of course, the voice you heard live. That intro was live.
The fog cutter, Rob Rose.
Rob Rose is here. Hi, Rob.
Thank you. Hello. Hi. How are you?
Only one want applauding.
Woo!
Thank you. Thank you.
Anytime you want to.
I'm sorry.
what a dick.
Good to be back.
Rob and I have been hanging out all day today. So
you were golfing today.
The thrill is gone. We are literally sweaty.
Yeah.
Really turning into the...
We just got back from the
middle-aged jerk-offs you've always made fun
of. That's exactly right.
Corey and Rob Rose on the golf course, on the links.
Sight to behold.
And welcome back to the back nine. Today we're going to be talking about the new Callaway Series X Pro. What do you think about those?
Well, it really helps my left-to-right putting.
Right.
You know.
Well... Well, it's something to do. It's physical activity.
I still prefer a steel shaft on my driver. A lot of people have gone to graphite.
I know you do, Corey.
All right. That'll be a bonus feature. Corey and Rob golfing.
I picked it up recently, and it's not no good, but...
It's maybe the sport next to bowling where you have to do as little as possible.
Well,
so
you know what,
good.
Though? But you carry your clubs around, and
you walk.
You start to get a little bit of a...
You don't cart your clubs, you carry them?
Not where we were.
No?
No.
Oh, you weren't playing a long course then. Yeah. Right?
We played a short course.
I don't know. I'd say golf is a lot more athletic because at least bowling, you could
leave. It's more athletic.
You can leave after a short period of time. You can't leave after four holes of a golf course.
Yeah, golf takes probably at least 3 hours if you're walking it.
Yeah. And it's frustrating and hot and...
Yeah, if you play 18, do you guys play the 18 or what do you do?
I have before,
If you play the 18, it's hard to walk an 18 on a hot day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
If you carry your clubs on a hot day playing 18, you're about fucked. You got to get the pull cart or the actual electric cart.
We just did the little mini course slap around. Today,
there you go.
At the Belle Isle.
And we sucked at that, too. We still shot. We shot a 36 on a par four.
We both hit a sand trap, and it was the most obvious... avoidable sand trap in the world.
Yep.
And we both hit right into the thing.
Yeah, you even mentioned at one point, this was a step above putt-putt, and we were flat lousy at it.
Yeah. Good times. So we're announcing the first annual Corey and Joel Invitational Golf Tournament.
Yes, to be determined time, place, participants.
We'll see who plays. I could get a set of clubs and play.
Yeah.
But somebody's got to cover the event, and I might as well just do that.
You can call it. You can whisper. And now... triple bogey. Corey attempts a putt from 5 yards out.
Corey, for a nine on the par three.
Mm-hmm. Here on this little Fisher-Price golf course they're playing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was fun, though. It was a neat little...
All right. Mm-hmm. Well, we might need cool. that. We might need
You're right. I've turned into my freaking grandfather. Yeah. I turned into exactly that asshole. I'm going to start, you know...
Yes.
Start wearing Dockers more and...
start voting Republican.
Maybe. No.
No.
But
he'll never do that.
I have not bought the shoes.
No shoes? Neither.
No. You know, my one grandpa, God bless him, rest his soul, he was always the hardcore, like, Union Democrat guy. The other one, he thought Reagan's fart smelled like, you know, magic fermented, you know. That Reagan, he never done nothing wrong. No. That happens to old guys. They just turn immediately, their brain suddenly ferment off that golf course. Hmm. We had guys, like, looking at us like they thought we knew what we were doing or something like that.
Yeah, the one guy when we first got there, and he's like over there, hey, you know, the lessons really screwed up my game. It's like, oh yeah, me too. That's why I suck.
I think Rob hit like two impressive shots in a row, and the guy got a feeling like
I thought I was good.
Yeah, one, two out of 30. They went well.
What are your respective strengths on the golf course, would you say?
None and no.
No,
Rob's a big, powerful man. I would think he's got a good drive.
I can drive probably. 4 out of 10.
Really? Okay.
That would be useful.
When I make good contact, I hit it straight.
Yep. Right.
I don't slice that much.
Right.
So that's about it.
I was good when I played golf, which has been forever, but I was good with the long irons. That was my thing.
Long irons?
I could play the long irons well.
Yeah.
I could hit those pretty straight.
Like, I was hitting the irons pretty good today.
Yeah. And I think the long irons are probably the easiest clubs to hit anyway, but, you know, those I hit well. So. Yes.
Well, I had the 3-iron driver hybrid, which...
right, the fairway.
The ironwood, the 3-iron wood hybrid.
Yeah?
That came with my set. And,
do you actually swap the heads from the shaft? Or the,
no.
No, it's not like
I just brought a brand new... there's still clubs I haven't used yet. That's all, like, you know...
Right.
The 6-iron has not been used.
There's a lot of those clubs you won't use.
No, but, I'm never going
to
use those.
You know, you need to... You know, actually, when you go out on... I think in the PGA, you can't even have all the clubs. Isn't there a rule like you can only have so many clubs?
I don't think. Yeah, they don't use those hybrid. They don't use those. They just
But there's like a fixed number, so you got to
right.
People will swap out like a 5-wood for a long iron or something.
That's right. Yep.
I can't believe we've gone dorkier than we've ever.
Well, here we go.
Just when you think we've explored every sort of territory,
hey, and it was all brought on by you. You bought the clubs.
You're Mister. I'm going to go golf.
Well, Rob and I went to a barbecue. A friend of ours has a house right by a fireworks display.
Okay.
And we started talking about that, and we lost at euchre and sucked at golf. Good job, Rob. That's
all right.
That's
what a week.
Yeah.
What a week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's great. And
you got choked out by a wrestler.
Yeah, should I tell that story? Yeah. I guess I might as well.
It's almost as painful as my golf game.
Well, I was doing my show that I do called The Fun House as Upchuck the Clown on WFuckOffRadio.com, and... I've been feuding with.
It never gets old. You say, "Yeah, hi. This is. I want you to go to press conferences.
Yes,
hi. I really want. I want to see you like talking to the governor.
Joel Fragamenti.
Yes, hi.
W Fuck Off Radio.
So state your name and your media outlet, and then
somehow
ask your
got
question.
White House credentials, and like Tony Snow called you out. Yes, hi. This is Joel Fragamenti from W Fuck Off Radio.
Well, I would be Upchuck the Clown from W Fuck Off.
Right.
Radio.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, so anyways, so I do this show.
This is Blaze Your Dead Homie from W Up the Fuck Off Radio.
Yeah, I know. That would be great. That would,
This commutation of Scooter Libby's sentence, what do you think about
that? Yes. So anyways, I'm doing the show, and I had been feuding on the show for a while with the JCW Heavyweight Wrestling Champion.
Sure.
A guy named Corporal Robinson. Mm-hmm.
It's not enough that they have a media empire. These guys have a wrestling league, too.
They have a wrestling league, which I guess by the definition of what is successful, they would be the fourth biggest... wrestling league.
That's really
North America.
Well, yeah.
That's how sad the wrestling.
Well, it would be like WWE and then TNA and then probably Ring of Honor and then JCW.
Wow,
that would be number four. Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
There used to be
four.
A lot of wrestling promotions, and now there's very few.
It's championship.
Championship. Yes.
Okay.
That's not. I didn't know.
Get the proper.
Make sure you get the
championship wrestling.
Those wacky punsters.
So I actually.
This is the one part of the Juggalo Empire I support. I am.
Yeah,
they
have a wrestling league, and it's fairly entertaining. They did like a 35-city tour with wrestling earlier in the year,
right?
Which like no one else has done a tour that big except for WWE since WCW went under. So that's like 7 years ago. And they're going to do another one in the fall, so they're considered that because they, you know, draw money in these different, you know. It's all ICP fans, but yet it still counts as wrestling because that's what they do.
Wow.
So anyway, so the champion and I had been feuding over some stupid shit. Just he calls in my show and I'm being funny, like I'm going to beat his ass. Yes. I'm being like a funny clown and insulting him and making fun of him. And I hadn't seen him in person in a while.
Oh, boy.
So I'm doing the show last night.
And he's got a corporal gimmick? Is that his
name? I don't know what his gimmick is. His gimmick is like, he's a guy, like he won the King of the Death Matches tournament a couple times, which is where, you know, he wrestles in thumbtacks and fluorescent tubes and barbed wire. Like he's one of those guys.
Oh, God.
He's like a Mick Foley, like a Mankind.
But he doesn't do the whole like Jack. Corporal Kirshner shtick.
No, he doesn't do that. He just like comes out and like starts cutting people open. That's his whole gimmick.
So you've been fucking with him.
I've been fucking with him, verbally sparring with the guy.
Oh, good.
And he claimed that he was going to get me back one day, and it was like, ha-ha. And I'm doing the show. I'm about nine minutes in.
What's his special move? He hits you with a 2x4.
No, so I'm doing the show, and I'll post a link to this in the forum if anyone wants to listen to this.
Yeah.
About 9 minutes in, I'm talking to Andrea the intern, who's been on this show, but she helps me out with that show, and she goes, uh-oh, and I turn, because the way the studio is built is my back is turned. So my back is turned to my co-host and the engineer and everybody in the opening and, like, the door to the studio. And I just hear Andrea go, uh-oh, and I turn around, and it's that big, ugly fucker behind me. And he runs up to me, and he goes, I told you I'm going to get you back. And he grabs my arms, like, kind of like this. Like, he kind of crossed his arms. I don't know if you'd call that more like the Cobra Clutch. But he put me in, like, a sleeper hold,
was
a choke hold.
Was it the crossface crippler?
No, it wasn't the crippler crossface.
This was around your neck?
Around my neck. Oh. On both sides of my neck. Jesus. Not the front, like, where my Adam's apple is, but on the sides of my neck.
Uh-huh.
And he started squeezing as hard as he could, like, for real. And I go, and I'm laughing. I'm going, hey, all right, that's enough. And I'm like, okay, hey.
Tapping out.
And I'm trying to be like, oh, don't hurt me, Corp, don't hurt me. Meanwhile, the guy's really hurting me.
Oh, jeez.
And I don't know if he... You know, with the stuff that we've done before has never gotten to this point, you know, but, like, he's actually hurting me, and my neck is still sore today. Oh. And I'm like, and I can feel the blood starting to stop going. Like, I would have been out in, like, 30 more seconds, probably.
Oh, wow.
And he's like, up, Chuck, I told you I'm going to get you, and blah, blah, blah.
All right, joke
Nobody
over,
Nobody helps
corporal.
Me. I've got an engineer in the studio. I've got my stupid intern, Andrea. I've got a guy screening calls. No one runs in. They're like, oh, look at that up, Chuck. You've got yourself in a pickle now. And I'm like,
I think that's because up until the Benoit incident, no one thought a professional wrestler could actually hurt anyone.
Well, he fucking hurt me bad. And I mean, if you listen to it, it doesn't sound as bad on the radio. I'm actually mad at him for not being on mic while he was choking me out. Because he's a little bit off mic. How dare he have bad mic technique while he's choking me out. But he choked me out, for real. And kind of when it was done, he just kind of gave me a look like, you know, like, hey, shut fucking running your trap, you know. So, of course, I spent the next hour and a half insulting him some more.
isn't that called an angle?
It is an angle, but I didn't expect that the angle would actually lead to me having the blood caught off to my brain at
one
point.
What a shocking turn of events.
And if I would have saw it coming, I would have been like, hey, what do you want to do? You want to slam me or something? Go ahead. I would have been for that. But don't run up behind me. Like, I've got a mic in my face. I'm wearing headphones. And the guy just puts his arms around my throat. I was defenseless.
Now, yeah, let's do this on radio.
And he, like, pins me to, like, the desk. I'm sitting in front of this desk. And he's, like, pinning me to the desk and choking me. It was unbelievable.
This is what they call in the lexicon a shoot.
It was a shoot. Yeah, he shot on me.
Oh, right, right. No, or no,
you
that's
could,
real wrestling.
You could say
right.
that he shot or he went into business for himself where he just decided.
He worked stiff.
He worked stiff. He potatoed me. There's a lot of other wrestling terminology.
Yeah.
And you could use, but yeah, he actually hurt me. Mm-hmm. And maybe he was teaching me a lesson. I should respect him more.
Yeah.
And I say, go fuck yourself. And I'll see you later. So.
Is he one of these big fat guy wrestlers?
No,
or
he's
is he
like,
really ripped?
He's kind of in the middle. He's pretty muscular, but he's not he's not a huge guy. He's probably like 5'10".
Is he more muscular than Cherry Brooklyn? Is he bigger than her?
Geez, I'm trying to think. Well, it's
he's not bigger than Holly. That's a welterweight. Right?
All right,
you're giving some of these people ideas that you know. You keep ripping on them on this show. They're going to come in here and start body slamming you around.
Because Holly's going to come in here and.
I like a woman with meat on the bones. Yeah.
I'm not saying anything.
What do you want to talk about? Let's talk about Holly. That was our last show.
Jeez.
We kind of knew that would be a big hit, I guess, in some way. I don't know.
It was a big hit, but it was something new.
It was something different.
We've run out of freaky tramps that we know off the street. you know, in my personal life, I don't encounter half as many as I used to.
Right.
Because I'm domesticated. So,
yeah.
Yeah, so we had to go on the internet, and boy.
Yeah, did you see the Holly? Did you even see pictures of her or anything?
No,
like
I have not.
Yeah. Wow, it's it was a mess, yeah. She's a... I mean, look, she's not a terror... Like, she's a girl who can get laid every day if she wanted to. Like, she's not awful-looking where she couldn't get a guy.
Most girls that aren't lepers or, like, have faces burned by acid could probably get
and she
laid
runs
most
around
days.
With this...
Yeah, they just have to say yes.
And the whole thing is, I was thinking about it, it was the story, if you listen to the show, was she is... Dead this guy that's like, she was 17 and he was 49 when they started dating.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And,
that makes sense.
And now she's broke. She's 22 now, so he's whatever, how much older?
She's getting
older
too
that.
Old for him.
He's, you know, almost 50.
He's about ready to cut her loose, yeah.
And the point is, like, she broke up with the guy. Like, she was living with him, I guess. But now she hangs out with him every day and still has sex with him. And I go, and I was telling Corey, and I guess it didn't hit me at the time, but I go, you know, the guy was probably totally fine with that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
what's
commitment, not to be? Yeah.
Right, yeah.
It's like she just
you
said...
You are the leading asshole in the state. You know,
that's what I'm saying about him.
It's kind of like, well, okay, if a girl told me, like, I'm breaking up with you, but we can still hang out as much as you want, and we'll still have sex, I think I'd be okay with that.
You take that deal?
There's I think I'd take that deal.
Yeah, that's that a lot of relationships that, end that way.
Is that I mean, but that's just bizarre, too, on top of it all.
Yep.
So I don't know what
that's above and beyond the retap.
Yeah.
Which you know I've been known to experience from time to time.
But I mean that's not even in the same fucking league, is that? That's like
Hitting every day, right? No, I mean you know there's like, a drunken
like,
booty call.
But. No, but it's not like that. It's like they just hang out together, and she's like, he's my best friend, and I fuck him, but yet he's not my boyfriend. What kind of fucking psycho brain is going
was
on?
Was he a grandpa?
Camel toe.
I don't know what they call her.
Well,
they call him grandpa.
Then, so anyway, she does. We did the show, and then we went out to eat at a classy establishment.
Well, she got a Well, tell everybody where we ate, if anyone.
Ramshorn.
Yeah, no one even knows what that is. those exist in three miles of the studio, and that's about it. But
no, there's probably somewhere in the Midwest.
I don't know, but she. You know, I needed to drive her home. So on top of having her on the show and making her famous in Sweden like we did.
Yes.
Now I've got to drive her home and pay for her dinner.
Right.
And right.
Where does she live? Hazel Park? Warren. Okay.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. Ding,
all
ding,
right.
Ding, ding,
yeah,
ding,
all
ding.
Right.
Hey, we have a winner.
If you would have missed on the third guest, you would have been out of here. But yeah.
You had to figure.
But so she we have to go to her house where she lives. She talked about it on the show, but she lives with all these guys. And Corey's like, I don't want to meet these 24-year-old jerk-offs.
No, I had no, like, she's like, lives in a house with four guys. And they're all, like, 22, you know? I'm like, and I said, I told her, I'm like, I don't want to know.
No, they're way too young for her. She likes 50-year-old guys.
No, but it's like a bunch of guys who were sitting around smoking pot, like, waiting to go to see Transformers.
Here's how, here's how I described it before I went in there. It's like Hawkeye's tent from MASH. Yeah. You know, that's what that place must be like. And it was.
Yeah,
it was exactly what
it was.
It was
a bunch of guys, you know.
It was Trapper John with a gin still.
And you know, we've all lived like that at one point in our lives or another.
Oh, sure, yeah. College.
But, you know, it's me and Corey,
I did too,
we've been there and done that. But I go, I'll be polite and go in. So, of course, the old boyfriend's sitting there. None of the 20-year-old guys are hanging out with him, for the record.
Right.
So I'm like, boy, they must be fucking pleased as punch to have Grandpa hanging around. Imagine you're 20, 22, 23.
Yeah.
You just get out of your parents' house. You're like, oh, let's get this girl to live with us. And they get this girl, and then she shows up with a 50-year-old guy.
Yeah.
How fucking great must that be for them, you know? So no one's even talking to him. And I meet him, and, you know, I'm not going to pass judgment on him. He seemed all right. I don't know. And then Corey's like, oh, you've got the Wii. And immediately, I'm ready to run for the hills like the place is on fire.
And you're like, we lost Corey.
And Corey's like, oh, I haven't played any Wii yet, Joel. Let's play Wii.
Look, I didn't want to go in the place to begin with.
But once you saw Wii, there was no leaving. Oh, let's just settle in right here.
Well, I was
let's bring a fucking sleeping bag and a tent. There's got a Wii.
I was opposed to the whole program. And then there's a Wii. And I said, well,
And I go, look, we can go. We don't need to play Wii. No. You're going to grab that controller. We're playing tennis.
They were all out smoking a bowl or something. So
we're playing Wii.
Oh, I had never played Wii.
I've never played it either. And I whipped Corey's ass. So bad on Wii.
Oh, stop now.
And then Holly played and whipped your ass.
Yes.
Then you bowled a 76.
Nobody whipped my ass. I lost close tennis matches.
Well, whatever.
Very close.
Might be, no, hands
split up. Sets.
Whatever.
Good old Holly.
So Holly, so Corey's got to play the Wii. And then we're just stuck there, and I'm talking to all these guys, and...
Yes, you were doing a show while I was playing Wii.
Yeah, I go. I better go.
You were
in
out there
and...
entertaining the troops like Bob Hope.
Well, hey,
you're like, hey, these guys are stoned. Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah, it's like, hey, these are
you saw it. You saw a good audience.
Yeah, I go.
You
these
saw
are...
some marks out there.
I'll treat them like the Juggalos. They're all stoned.
Yeah,
and I went in there.
You
we
saw
played,
easy marks to work your material over.
We played Name That Asian with one guy because
it was like a Filipino, and I spotted him right away.
Corey got it right away, and I kind of knew it was a Filipino. But I let Corey play, and there was a stoned Asian guy, and I go, what are you? And he goes, I'm not telling you what Asian I am.
I actually insulted him in Tagalog, and he like he was one of those Filipinos that doesn't speak Tagalog, so I was like, all right, there you go.
So then Corey, and then it turns out he's like related to the one Filipino guy you know.
There's like eight flips in Detroit, and they all are related. They're all interconnected.
So
flips.
Well, it's a term of affection.
Oh, okay.
Really.
All right.
So we escaped from Holly's house, and and it was fine. She was a decent enough guest. I mean, she was honest. You got a lot of weird stuff going on. If you didn't hear the show, go get it. Show number 128.
It's a dandy of a show.
Yeah, she's talking about hitting on her psychiatrist and all kinds of shit. I don't know what's going on in her life. And for the record, I never hit on her while she was over here. That's completely.
I know you have a staunch record of never. Yeah. Ever attempting to
No, I honestly didn't, dude.
To do anything tawdry with a young
lady.
But
now that I feel like, well, since I was going to get accused of it, if I would have known I was going to get accused of it, I would have done it.
Right.
But since I was a nice guy and still got accused of it, it's like, well, fuck it. What's the point in being a nice guy anymore?
Did the sex dice come out?
We showed her the sex dice, but...
No sale.
She refused the sex dice. Oh.
And that's why she won't be coming back.
And she wouldn't read erotic fiction. I gave her erotic fiction to read.
Look... That's not hoe-off material, okay? You know?
She doesn't want to be in the league with Cherry Brooklyn and Nadia, Corey.
She somehow... She's
above all that.
No, because she's a 19-year-old girl that sleeps with a 50-year-old guy and flirts with her therapist. So she's not...
And lives with three dudes.
Right. Four dudes.
Four
she's
dudes.
Certainly not in the league of such tramps and obvious harlots.
Maybe she's not so overt.
Well,
maybe she.
Well, whatever it is, the show is up.
We've now bashed her into the earth. Then,
I don't think we've bashed her. No, it was fine. It was just... There was the post show that was sort of like it was a lot of Holly, but she's a funny chick. I don't know.
And all those guys were going to see Transformers.
Yes,
more. You never saw
more than meets the eye.
Thank you. You never saw a room full of stoners so happy to see Transformers. These dudes were like, "Yeah, man, Transformers." And they were trying to decide which theater to go to.
They were so stoned they couldn't even figure it out.
They wanted to know which theater had the optimum Dolby digital.
We need to see this in digital.
I need the surround sound 5.1 and the digital projection.
If it's not a THX certified theater, we can't go.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are so stoned, your senses are dull anyway. Who gives a shit?
Well, no, but see, I think weed is Transformers is strictly a product of weed.
I guess.
Dude, that Volkswagen just turned into a robot. I mean, that's like the biggest stoner thing ever.
Well.
Dude, my iPod is actually a small robot.
So, Rob, you actually, me and Corey didn't see Transformers, but you did, and?
Yes, and very visually stimulating. I could see where a stoner might enjoy themselves there.
Yeah.
But I liked it. I liked it a lot. Mm-hmm. As far as summer movies, shoveling popcorn in my face and everything
that's
hot new Megan Fox, you know,
she's
great.
Yeah. Okay.
I hear there's more to her than meets the eye.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there?
That's true. Shia LaBeouf at one point says, there's more to this girl than meets the eye, which I thought was awfully kind of cheesy.
Oh,
you
that's
know, that
pretty
they would,
bad. But,
that they would do that. But.
Wow.
It was a good movie, though.
Really? Okay.
I heard that they weren't exactly canonical in their treatment of Starscream.
Yeah. Well, there are so many cheesy things going on there. I would have been disappointed, I guess, if I was a fan of Transformers as far as the cheesy jokes and stuff.
Now, Transformers was on when I was a kid, and I liked it. And I'm not going to say I didn't have some Transformers. You know, it was like 84 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had a couple Transformers. I dug it. But these guys that are... Transformer guys.
Yes.
That are super into Transformers.
Yeah, I don't get that at all.
That annoys the crap. I know I've declared Hot Wheels guy to be the sketchiest. And he is. Hot Wheel guy is still the sketchiest
of
all collectors.
He's the biggest loser
nerd
ever.
But Transformer guy is up there. Because these guys, they go... I've been reading people bitching that the movie wasn't faithful to the characters.
Well, how could it be? I mean, there's there's no people in the cartoon, are there? Like,
Yeah, there were.
There were people in the cartoons?
Yeah, there was like a kid that was like Ratchet, or no, it was like Wheeljack. Some there was some kid that hung around early on, and then they kind of got rid of him.
Yeah, but, I don't, that's beyond me.
Oh, but boy, yeah. You know, they're not, Bumblebee's persona is not coming to the fore, and I think he of all the Autobots shows the most personality. You know, it's like, see, it's a goddamn robot toy.
I remember being a kid, and I was in the other camp. I was a GoBot guy.
Well, you were broke ass.
I might have been. Was that worse? Was that a that a cheap knockoff, the GoBots?
Yeah.
I couldn't remember.
GoBots was like the cheaper
they
one.
They all looked the same to me.
That was the Kmart of Transformers.
Was that the
toys.
American knockoff of the Transformers? Or
but
what
then
was
there,
the
but,
yeah, it was.
Well, that was that, and then there was Voltron and Transor Z. Where do those come
from? Well, when Transformers got big, all these Japanese shows flooded over.
So GoBots was the first, and then Voltron, and then Transor Z?
Yeah, something like that.
Thundercats, I don't know.
What happened, and then I was a big fan of Robotech.
Oh, okay.
And Robotech was a show that had jets that turned into robots.
Oh, okay.
But it had like a much bigger storyline. It was like a whole thing. Shut up.
Well, I mean, what was the show?
It was
where
based
they
on the Japanese show Macross, Super Dimensional Fortress.
What was the show where they all had visors and they all turned, like five of them turned into one big machine?
Voltron.
That was Voltron?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Because that's the show I watched. That was probably my thing.
That was a good one.
Voltron was good.
Before Voltron, there was Battle of the Planets, which was also known as Gachaman.
Oh, right. They were like birds. They had bird costumes.
That's the one I think.
Yeah,
Battle of the Planets.
That was like a little bit before Voltron.
That was sweet.
That was about 79.
Now, Battle of the Planets, now that was where like the bad didn't they reveal who the bad guy was at the end of that or something? Remember there was some big thing that they built for
the bad guy always had a mask on. I think they took his mask off.
They took his mask off
and it was like somebody they knew.
Yeah,
it was a great show. I remember
Battle
that.
Of the Planets. I'm going to try to find. I'll get the DVD of that.
Oh, that's all. Oh, that's big.
That's big.
Dorks love that thing.
Battle of the Planets.
It's called, it was called Gachaman was the Japanese.
Gachaman
title.
Was
oh, really?
Yeah. And then that's kind of was kind of pre-Power Rangers, but they were kind of like the
I remember that. And it was on at a real weird time. It was on at like it was on like the set before the good Saturday morning cartoons came on.
Right.
Like, you know, like you'd get into like the Bugs Bunnies, but it was like before that.
Yeah, yeah.
Like as far as the time.
Right.
Like it was between the Bugs Bunny cartoons and like the guy doing the kid bits on Channel 4.
No,
remember? It was like in that
at like 5:30 in the morning.
That was the first thing that came on.
I believe you were referring.
Hot Fudge was early too.
You're referring to Gary Ed Mock.
Gary Ed Mock.
Is that his name?
That was the name of the guy who did kid bits.
Yeah, the Gary Ed Mock who was. you have to. This is a strictly Detroit thing, but
only
they,
for Detroiters.
They probably had these in other cities, like a similar thing where it was kind of like he was like a Mr. Wizard kind of guy.
Yeah, totally.
And he would do experiments. And apparently, the story was he was like a college guy or something.
Yeah.
And they just hired him from like one of the colleges, like Wayne State or something.
I would.
And now he's a lawyer because my friend like worked with him or something, had him hired
really?
Him or something. Yeah.
I would strangle a small child to get a copy of
a DVD of Kid Bits.
Oh yeah,
I remember Kid Bits explicitly because like they had the same stupid like breaks in the middle of it,
yes.
And they ran like.
The public service announcements.
They ran PSAs in the middle of them. Yeah.
It's a smart way to watch TV.
Yeah, yeah.
Where is that guy, the actor?
I don't know.
That?
There was a guy that like had to explain to kids the difference between TV and reality.
Yes.
And he'd be like a cowboy, and he'd get punched in the face. Ow, that hurts! There's a smart way to watch TV. Yeah.
And then they'd show it from another angle where the guy doesn't get hit.
Right. And they're like,
and it
see,
was a sound effect.
Me. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, unbelievable. I love
smart
that.
Smart way to watch TV.
And there was another set of PSAs, and they had these really weird puppets. And one of the puppets I distinctly remember was a crow with a cigarette in its mouth. And that's the magic of the 70s.
Yeah,
because you can't have puppets smoking anymore.
No. That was Kid Bits was probably one of our last bastions of actual like local programming.
Local programming.
Like,
'cause
like local programming used to be like 90% of the programming
on
now
TV. Yeah, nobody
now
does
we don't
it
get
anymore.
That at all.
Oh, it's a damn shame.
But speaking of summer movies,
wow, did we alienate everybody except people from Detroit?
Well, let's bring people back. Here's something that's international.
Screw that.
We're like 3 weeks from the Simpsons movie.
Okay.
But you have to get me into the screening for that. That's your job.
All right, then.
So work on that.
We'll do.
And to live up to my end. Now, I was all excited the other day. I was on the web, and I saw that they had turned 7-Elevens
yes.
in certain cities into Quickie Marts from the Simpsons.
That's correct.
Including like Simpsons merchandise. Not Simpsons merchandise, but like Springfield merchandise. Like Buzz Cola and Crustio cereal and donuts. Yes. And I was all mad because we didn't have one in Detroit.
Right.
Turns out you can just go into any 7-Eleven and get the same crap.
They have the stuff.
Even though they didn't turn the 7-Eleven.
They're not as elaborate. Yeah.
And it's squishy, yeah, which we didn't get squishies today. But we have everything
I
else.
Don't know if there's a distinct squishy flavor.
I don't think there is. I think it's just a squishy cup. And then it's, but then you put a Slurpee in there. And it, now it's a squishy. But
wow,
we have everything else. So why don't we sample those wares?
Okay.
In fact, I've been drinking the Buzz Cola all show.
Well, we have all.
So we have Buzz Cola. I got to get photographs of
everything.
Which
tastes very much like a cola.
Rob, you have a Buzz Cola. Do you feel the same way?
I do. It's Coke all the way. It doesn't have
it's
that.
It's kind of like a generic Coke.
It's actually, it's well, it's maybe a little more RC cola.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Whatever.
It's not quite Coke, but it's not.
It's not Coke or Pepsi, but it's like a Faygo cola or a discount cola.
It's a little sweeter than Coke.
It's okay. But I would think on the show that Buzz was going to be something that would get you like wired, but apparently they didn't go for that angle in the actual.
No,
like Buzz was going to be like really highly caffeinated or something.
Now, let me light up a Laramie cigarette and we'll see how the Simpsons product.
They don't sell Laramie cigarettes.
Why they didn't sell Duff beer is beyond me.
No Duff beer. I guess the movie is PG-13, and they couldn't tie into a PG-13 movie with beer.
That is so stupid. They ruined the best stuff.
Well, I think somebody has made Duff beer. Like, I saw a Matt Groening thing. It's on one of the DVDs.
Oh, really?
Where he shows all the bootleg merchandise and stuff. And some company made Duff beer for a while.
Wow.
Probably in Europe or something. But we have, should we get the donuts out?
Sure.
Because they have the pink sparkly donuts or sprinkly donuts.
Which is like Homer's donut.
Homer's dream donut.
Donuts.
So I have only, I make sure I take photographs. Why don't you guys, why don't you guys split one of the donuts.
All right.
And I'm going to photograph a donut, and you guys...
Form Voltron.
Here's, have a...
Which one's the best-looking donut?
Rob, have that donut there.
Okay. What is
these are pink, sparkly...
Yeah. Did you get a shot of that donut?
No, but I'm going to take a picture of the one.
This isn't as good as the waffle that Homer put on the ceiling.
his special moon waffle, that one?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that was a great episode.
Mmm. Sacrilegious.
It was where Homer finds God or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's get a
forbidden
shot of
gummy.
Donut.
Wow. That is donut-y.
That is a nice, moist little donut there.
Is it really? What are you thinking, Rob?
That's really
good stuff right there.
Are you liking the donut?
Yep. Hmm.
I have not been in because I'm still photographing.
It's kind of like the donuts you get from the cider mill. It just has pink.
Yeah, it's like
on
a
top.
Regular cake donut, but with pink frosting on top and sprinkles, but it's good. Mmm.
I'm having a hard time getting a good photograph of the donut.
How dare you?
Well, the flash is you know, flooding out if I zoom in.
You know, you can get a good shot at boobies, but a donut you have trouble with.
Well, that's really all that's important.
Yeah.
Well, I got a good donut picture. Here we go. I got my fat hand in it. I'll have to
that's good,
that
too.
All right. Let's
if there's boobs in the studio, you get a good shot of them.
That's good. Because how many chances do you get to take a picture of boobs? You can take a picture of donut all day
Here's
long.
The thing. Those sprinkles are pretty good.
That's
You'd think the sprinkles are just extra, but no, you can actually taste them.
Yep.
All right.
Mm.
Yeah.
Homer's donut's pretty good. All right.
Donut-y.
Joel, have you seen the latest? Have you seen the latest trailer for the Simpsons movie?
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
It looks pretty fucking funny, man. There's actual like clips now. It's pretty funny. Because they were running those teasers for a while.
Yeah, I don't know. I've got the ones that are on Xbox Live.
Once again, a show with people eating food and mouths full of donuts.
No one cares.
Washing donuts down with Buzz Cola.
Well,
I'm going to have a sugar buzz. Now, we forgot that not only are there donuts and Buzz Cola, but let's keep the sugar rush going. And right into the afternoon.
And you want to get those Crustios going?
There's also Frosted Crustios.
A handful of Crustios.
Mm.
You want to take a picture of that one, Joel?
I can get the box later. It's fine. You go ahead and open it up there, Rob.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
But the donuts and the Buzz Cola have been pretty good.
You know what's... This is it's a pretty good... Excuse me. This is a good promotion. I like this.
This is somebody's like product, you know, movie tie-in product that doesn't suck.
I have not really watched The Simpsons in years.
Okay. No, neither have I. And all of these things, of course, came out in the early Simpsons.
Now,
what are you doing? What are you doing?
I'm gonna get them.
They look like Fruit Loops.
And they taste like Fruit Loops.
All right. I don't think I need a lot of these Crustios, but
yeah, they're basically Fruit Loops.
Are they really?
It's a great box, though.
It is a good box.
Krusty's holding up a disgusting...
They taste fucking exactly like Fruit Loops.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's...
In every generic cereal kind maker of, yeah. around makes one.
They might taste good with milk. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably not as good as real Fruit Loops, but, you know.
Yeah, this is like, you know, Fruit Ape cereal. It's like, you know. It's like you get those.
There is a Fruit Ape cereal, isn't there?
You get this, like, big, you get the big ghetto bag with, like, you know.
Yeah, it's
like,
it comes in a bag, and it's always, like, a janky character.
Rice
on the
front. Crunchies.
But Krusty here, in the actual bowl of cereal on the picture, there's a screw and worms and all kinds of weeds and tack sticking out of it. But when you actually get it, it's fruity.
And it says, what's it say on there?
The best you can expect from a TV clown. And then at the bottom it says, product shown is not representative of the actual product inside.
Hey, yeah!
You got a radio clown.
Krusty-o's.
Reading about a TV clown.
Oh, look at that.
Hey-o.
Hey-o.
Maybe you shouldn't review the Krusty-o's on the Funhouse.
I was thinking about that.
Because Krusty is an original Juggalo, from as far as I can tell.
I think so. I think Krusty and Upchuck would get along just fine.
Uh-huh.
So Frosted Krusty-o's. Oh. So now all we need is for the movie to suck, and...
It just might suck.
It just might.
The show has been unwatchable for several seasons.
I'm not a big fan of the show anymore, and I try watching it, and...
And I was a huge fan of the old show.
Yeah.
I mean, the show 10 years ago, 15 years ago.
The first 6-7 seasons, real good.
Tremendous.
After that... Once they mixed up the producers and a lot of the writers left to do other stuff.
Not just like change the face of television.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant. But now it's like, hey, let's get a who's on this week. Elton John, come and do
yeah, it's
your
too
walkthrough.
Many...
The Simpsons are in Beirut.
Yeah, you know, the Simpsons are always constantly leaving Springfield.
Yeah.
And there's always a million guest stars that are never really funny. Mm-hmm. And I think they just, I think it must be that the people that make it are so bored with doing it.
Yeah.
And the only way it's fun is if they get celebrities to come and sit
like
in
who
with
have
them,
we not know. Had guest star? Let's have...
George Clooney. Come on in and do the show, and, you know, yeah. Then they'll have a
and
good
they
time.
They can get anybody.
Right. But, you know, at some point you got to go, like, it's not really helping.
Although the
know.
Ricky Gervais episode was kind of good.
Was it? He wrote one, right? Yeah. Isn't that the deal? No.
Oh, he did, really?
Yeah, he fell in love with Marge.
Huh.
And he wrote her a song, and it was kind of good. Not as good was Ricky Gervais on the Tribute to Diana concert.
God, I wish I had that for the show. Oh, although it's a better visual, because you got to watch the flop sweat run down his face. Ricky Gervais, who made the original Office and Extras and was a stand-up for years and stuff, and very funny guy in England, and a big star, apparently, because he was a guy that was going to introduce the final act at the Concert for Diana at Wembley Stadium,
yes,
which was Elton John was the final act. But he apparently had prepared, what, a little five-minute bit to do, maybe?
Yeah.
4 or 5 minutes?
Yeah.
And he came out and he told a couple jokes about Prince Harry in the army, and that was pretty good. And then he sang some song. I guess, was that an Office song that he sang?
Yes, he did Free Love on the Free Love Freeway.
With Gareth from The Office.
Which is an Office song, yeah.
And it was pretty funny. They brought out the guy who played Gareth, and that was good. And then they started giving him these messages like, 3 more minutes, and he was, like, done with his bit. And he's standing on this, like, ramp in the middle of this crowd going, three minutes?
Oh, come on, you're shitting me.
Yeah, I know. And he's like, come on, man. Come on, yeah. And then he's like, all right. So he's like, what do you want me to do? And everyone's telling him to do his dance from The Office. So after a while, he gets everybody clapping, and he starts doing his dance. Then he finishes that. He looks down at the guy, and the guy's like, 2 more minutes.
Oh, my God.
And he's like, God damn it. And, he's
and
like,
he did another song.
He did the song that David Bowie sang on Extra.
Chubby Little Loser.
Yeah.
National Joke.
Yeah. So he did that song, and then he swore in that song because it was part of the lyrics, and he wasn't supposed to swear. And he said twat, I think.
Yes.
And wasn't supposed to say that.
I,
eventually, VH1 actually just cut away from him.
Yeah.
So he must have went on for another 30 seconds or so on the original, and then he didn't even really introduce Elton John.
Wow.
He stormed off stage, and a minute later, Elton John came on. I mean, he was very funny while he was out there.
They stuck him for 7 minutes of time
but,
to
I mean,
kill
as
there.
A comic, I really felt bad for the guy.
In a stadium with 60,000 people
in
it.
Yeah, and whom God knows how many people were watching live. I mean, it was on MHD, on the HD channel all day, and they replayed it on 4th of July, and like at my 4th of July party, all the family was watching it, and they're like... Yeah. Who is this guy? What's he doing out there? My aunts and uncles had no idea who Ricky Gervais was.
The rest of that concert was a travesty.
It was a fucking mess. But, you know, I can relate to Gervais because I was doing this tour of Florida a couple years ago. And the first night of the tour, The headliner wasn't there, and they're like, "We have to start the show. The headliner's not here. Just go out there." And I hadn't been featuring. This is actually like 2002. So this is like 5 years ago. And I was on this tour of Florida, and I had probably 25 minutes of stuff. And I figured I'd talk to the crowd, make 5 minutes of that. There's 30 minutes. I'm done. I do all my material, and this guy's nowhere to be seen.
Oh no!
And they're like, "Well, we got to call." He's at, and we're like 45 minutes north of Tampa. Probably, and they're going to call, and they're like, "Well, we know he got in at the Tampa airport like a half hour ago. So he could be here at any time in the next half hour." And I'm like, "Well, what do you want me to do?" And they're like, "Keep going." They made me keep going, and it was so awful. And people enjoyed it. Like, I was just fucking around with people and making fun of them. But as a performer, it was not comfortable doing it.
No.
And so I really related to Ricky Gervais, because it wasn't a bad performance by any means.
There was a club in Saginaw that's not there anymore.
Oh, yeah, you got stuck
to it. Where they sent me up there with no MC, no intro, not even the guy from the ticket office going, "And now, here's your comedian." They turned on the lights, and I walked up to the mic. And I had to do 45. And I was just, started featuring at the time. And I was like, "Okay. Who likes apples?" Oh, yeah.
And it was one of those things.
Huh? Where are my apple people at?
I did fine in that situation, but it was as a performer, it wasn't that it wasn't funny to the audience, because it was, but as a performer, it's you just don't want to be there. And when you don't want to be there, it's just hard.
Which is very similar to playing in front of the Crown Princes at Wembley Stadium in front of millions of people.
No, I know. When you don't, you want to prepare, you prepare. And once you've got that down and you got to go out there, and then it's like, oh, you didn't prepare for everything else. It's like, oh, shit. So he was funny. I'm not trying to put down Ricky Gervais.
Well, Rob and I prepared for the golf course today, and it didn't turn out that way.
That did not help. Did the audience know what was going on, Joel, when you were
audience was really never caught on.
Okay. Which is fine, and that's part of it.
Because I thought originally when Ricky Gervais was like, oh, three more minutes, I thought that was part of the bit at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they kept doing it, it was obvious that it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
And it's like,
Wow.
It was probably just because Elton John was being a big fag about everything, and his stuff wasn't right.
Well, I'm shocked that Elton John would be a big fag.
But I heard he had
by that breaking news development.
I read in one of the British papers online that he had to cut Crocodile Rock from the set, which, what a travesty that is. He could cut that for the rest of his life.
Oh, because of all the...
Yeah, he actually had to cut a song because it took forever for him to
that
get
that show
up.
Was ridiculous because it was like Diana's favorite bands.
Oh.
So it was like Supertramp. And Status Quo.
Was George Michael there? Yeah. Did he do Doug?
No, he was not there. Duran was there.
Yeah.
A lot of newer talents that weren't even around, like Joss Stone was there.
Because she loved Kanye West.
Well, I want to talk specifically about him and what a douche
he was.
He
was not there, was he?
Yeah, he was.
He was down there.
He was, and it was the best thing ever because his song.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they say that some of those acts were chosen by the Princes, and that's who they like. He comes out and does Gold Digger. Now, for a woman who really did nothing in her life.
And he changed the lyrics to this.
Yeah. Well, go ahead. Yeah. I was just going to tell you
how the lyrics he changed.
Tell the lyrics then.
He changes Gold Digger to, I ain't saying she's a gold digger, but she ain't messing with a broke bloke.
Yeah, he wouldn't say nigger.
Right.
Which I will say.
Sure.
And
then as Joel says...
she's done nothing in her life. She's famous for marrying a rich guy, the fucking future king of England. Then she breaks up with him and dates a fucking son of a Saudi fucking sheik. And she's singing Gold Digger.
Yeah.
Does anyone find this to be a little fucking odd? I mean...
Yeah, that was a Sarah Ferguson, too. Oh. That was also...
I just thought it was highly uncomfortable for him to be... She ain't messing with a broke bloke.
Wow.
That was an odd choice.
Yeah, and then Goody Mob came out, and that was crazy.
Goody Mob did not come out.
Yeah. They shot up the place.
But P. Diddy came out, and...
I couldn't believe...
P. Diddy did his I'll Be Missing You, that song that rips off the Police.
Oh, God.
Which, he made that as a tribute
to Biggie. Yeah, I know, Biggie.
And which, it's so ironic that everybody makes these tribute songs. Elton John had Candle in the Wind from Marilyn Monroe.
Yeah.
And then Diana, he just made it change the words.
Right.
This song was a very touching tribute to Diana.
What song is that? Yeah, I don't think that this one, they did this one.
Well, Two Live Crew got back together just for the concert of Diana.
This was it?
And when Luke Skywalker came out...
I saw the Princes dancing to this. Well, they were shaking what their mama gave them.
That's all. Queen Mum got up and was all rocking her pearls.
They did say that the Queen...
The Queen Mum's still alive.
The Queen Mom is dead now. Okay. She was 101. But the queen is still... The queen, actually, they said, was not invited because they didn't want to inhibit
the party
people from having too good of a time.
Sure.
So, anyway.
Charles wasn't there, was he?
No, none of the old... the princes were holding court. That was their party.
That movie, The Queen, by the way, it's a little dry, but it's worth it just to watch James Cromwell as Prince Philip, who only seems to care about hunting foxes. That's like the whole world could fall around a part of him, and he's like, I got a big one today.
Yeah.
It's just him with a rifle walking around shooting foxes all day.
I was going to say, movie's kind of dry, like the actual Queen.
Well.
But you know, folks, I think it's time for a break. We've done 45 long, hard, hot, sweaty minutes.
Absolutely.
And I'm full of crusty O's and donut.
Ooh, I am sweating like Ricky Gervais right now.
So. Hello. All right, but we're going to come back with more show. I want everyone to remember to go on the forum. Well, we'll tell all that when you come back. So
get on the forum. Get on the mailing list.
All right.
Lunch
we'll catch you in
emails,
a couple minutes.
Lava Blue.
After more White Stripes.
I suspect you've got a respectable side. When pushed and pulled and pressured, you seldom wanna hide. But it's for someone else's benefit, not for what you wanna do. Until I realize that you've realized, I'm gonna say these words to you. Yeah, you don't know what love is. You do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless or helpless, and I hate to sound cold, but you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told. If you never criticize, you just keep on repeating all those empty I love yous. Until you say you deserve better, I'm gonna lay right into you. Yeah, you don't know what love is, you just do as you're told. Just as a child, a 10 might act, but you're far too old. You're not hopeless. You don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. No, you don't know what love is. You just do as you're told.
Yeah, we're back.
Hey, hey, hey.
How good was that?
The White Stripes.
Oh.
That was all right.
That was Icky and
that
Thumpy.
That was the name of the album.
Icky Thump.
That was called You Don't Know What
We
Love
Now
Is.
Had all. We played all their albums now? Or?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not sure if we played the last one.
Distill.
We might. I don't know. It's called Distill.
Distill? I say Distill.
Well, it's actually called... It means The Style.
Yeah.
So in I would think
German?
It's Die Stil.
Die Stil.
Well, like I was no taking. I was on the tram listening yeah. to Die Stil.
Niels has a problem with us making fun of the tram
yeah,
every
I know,
minute.
I know.
And I think here's why.
It's
this
just
is,
him on the tram.
This is the best. The best
it's
I can
not
do
that
is
they
that,
have transportation.
Yeah, the tram. You know, there's like trams in Toronto. I've been on those and stuff. It's that it's pronounced differently than like what we would call it, the tram. He calls it the tram.
The tram.
The tram.
And it's just that, I don't know, he seems to mention it a lot.
I know.
And so I've sort of picked up on it.
I wish he rode the Tron to work. That would be cool. He rode like a light cycle to work.
Tron bike. Yeah.
Doom,
light
doom,
bike
doom,
or whatever.
Oh, Tron was the best movie ever.
He'd throw his disc at you.
They can remake Tron anytime.
Well, I've heard that Tron 2 was like picked up and they were going to make it.
Yeah.
And then they weren't and... I don't know what's going on.
That was like the first CGI like big time movie.
Yeah, and the CGI in there is so bad.
Yeah, and that and the yeah. But you know what? It's stylized, so it's not so bad.
It's stylized, so yeah, it's less offensive.
They're not trying to look realistic.
Yeah, you look at it and go, well,
it's supposed to look pixelated.
Give it a weird look. And yeah, I don't know. It was a decent movie.
I should watch the last Starfighter where they did the ships were all the first time the ships were all CGI. And
yeah, I think Tron is. I think Tron sort of holds up.
Greetings, Starfighter.
See, I don't retain any of this. I saw Last Starfighter and know I liked it, but I don't remember
some of the
anything about
finest
it.
Finest work by Zach Galligan, coming off his work in Gremlins.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. He didn't really do much, did he?
That was that Last Starfighter,
yeah,
and that's
it
about
for
it.
Him.
Yeah, all right. No, it was good. They put a video game in his trailer park.
Uh huh.
They scattered.
They scattered
the Last Starfighter video game looking for guys who could compete.
Yeah. And the very best guy in it would actually go into space mm-hmm. and fly the ships for real.
Yeah.
And
he was
freaks.
It. He was the very yeah. he had the all-time high score on the it accidentally ended up in this trailer park in the middle of nowhere and he was the best guy.
It had a little Back to the Future in it, I guess,
bit,
in some
yeah.
way, you know, it has.
It had Robert Preston from The Music Man being gay as hell as
Yeah, and quite a movie.
Okay,
got Last Starfighter.
I got all that in my mind, and then he had a lizard co-pilot named Grig.
See, I don't remember Grig, but I remember the basic details of the movie. Yeah. But yeah, all right.
Well, good times. We've got wow.
Yes, sir.
Welcome back to the show,
everybody.
Every time
I think this show has descended into a cesspool of dorkery.
Well, if you enjoy the dorkery.
Yes.
Go to the front page of CoreyAndJoelRadio.com. We have pictures of Holly and her tits up there, by
oh,
the way.
Oh, good times.
And we have all the pictures from Pride Fest. If you just get the mailing list, which you can
sure.
sign up for,
sure.
you don't really see those photos. And then, the bonus list photos that you get there for the Pride Fest.
Yes.
But you can donate to the Lunch Fund, which is basically a way of giving us a little bit of money if you enjoy the show. We'll just give you an autographed poster if you send us $25 or more. So
yeah.
We'll sign it.
And get in now on the Corey and Joel Radio Golf Invitational.
Yeah, if anyone wants to play golf.
Yes, twosomes are forming, and they're going fast.
Yeah.
So.
We also need caddies.
That's right.
And so
just $100 will buy you a...
We need flashing girls, too, I think.
Oh, well, those
that's
will
all
be...
The
we
rage
can get
now.
Those.
Yeah.
We need a water girl or somebody to...
Yeah.
Well, I smell an intern involved in that project.
Maybe Holly can come out and...
Oh, God, I smell caddies.
Can serve drinks from her boobs.
Yeah.
Carry around a
I think the Corey and Joel golf outing would be spectacular. What if we got, like, you know...
Mike Lundy to golf or
Mike,
something?
Yeah.
Chill.
Yeah.
PJ.
And then we got a bunch of, like, Europeans that don't know what they're doing, and it would be great.
Well, we could have the suburbs versus the hood.
Yeah.
It'd be like the Ryder Cup.
Yeah.
You guys could be the burbs team and then the hood team.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? No, Chill would be, like, afraid to get on a golf course.
Well, you could play at a hood. You could play
Belle
Isle.
Well, downtown. We'll play the Belle Isle mini course.
Well,
the Belle Isle
mini course. That's
true.
The hood course.
That's unsafe territory.
Like, you know, 1 year.
Yeah,
that's
like
neutral.
Palmer Park.
That's safe ground for Chill.
It's like Ryder Cup. 1 year, the Euros hosted. 1 year, the American
team. Oh, okay. Well, that's a good point.
And then, you know, then we'll have it out here at, you know, a
Whispering
public
Whispering Pines
yeah.
out here somewhere.
Whispering Pines. We could have it at Rackham.
He would be afraid to play, maybe.
We at Rackham.
There you go.
Completely. That's owned by the city. And yet,
formerly owned by the city.
It's been bought now?
I think Huntington Woods is taking the offer.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Thank God. Thank God for that.
Yeah, that drama's over.
Yeah, thank God that the price is going to go up on playing.
Well, at least they're not going to put fucking condos there.
Well.
It's a good point. How many, seriously, in a city that's atrophying and bleeding
yes.
population.
They're building new condos all up
new
and down.
New lofts and condos
Avenue.
Every day.
There was a thing by my dad's house. They're building a new subdivision. These are homes that are probably easily $400,000, $500,000, $600,000. they give you two free cars if you buy a home in this subdivision.
Is it a lease?
No, I think they're giving you two free cars.
Oh, okay, then.
Yes.
That they're doing that. Corey and I were just talking about that. Those lofts on the 9.
Yeah, and they have a lease program.
They're doing that's a lease. Yeah,
it's a lease of a nice car, isn't it?
Or a year of free mortgage. It's a Land Rover.
Yeah, you get a Land Rover lease for a year free mortgage.
Or I'd take the free mortgage if I wouldn't. Doesn't that sound?
That would pay off a lot of your interest. Yeah, I mean,
what do you think the value? You'd have to figure out the value of the two.
But you could just get like a cheap car.
The year of mortgage you probably would take. Yeah.
Yeah, you just get a cheap car and pay for that. I don't know.
Yeah, it would probably make sense, I guess. Because the Land Rover wouldn't be worth...
Yeah, what do you pay? You probably pay like $1,200 a month or something like that for your mortgage
probably.
Payment. You know, and what does a Land Rover cost? You know, Land Rover is probably about $500, $600 a month.
For a lease, so, yeah.
So you go get a cheap car.
Yeah, I guess.
You have correctly deduced the math there. Good job. Wow. well, nice work.
That's something I do very rarely. Too.
Back to this golf.
I'm going to have to do that. If anyone wants to rent a house in the Corey and Joel Studios,
yeah,
I will give you a 12 months of unlimited DVD rentals from my private collection.
Oh, that's tremendous.
So if anyone wants to watch the Tron double disc set, for example, I have that for you. So
yeah, you'll get golf lessons from me, and it's going to be wonderful.
And a can of Buzz Cola.
Yeah, if there's one left, you can get some
Toffee Faye for everybody.
I think I've got enough... I've got enough of those frozen. What do you call those things? I forget it now.
Otter Pops?
No, yeah, like it's not Otter Pop. What's the good brand of it though?
Flavor Ice.
Flavor Ice. Yeah. I have an unlimited bottomless supply of Flavor Ice.
Otter Pops are tremendous. Yeah, Leave the Otter Pops alone. That's
my friend. All right. Treat.
My friend Matt Vallade once spent a summer living off Otter Pops and frozen burritos. It was like all he had for nutrition.
And how was his funeral? Okay.
Kid waved. Oh,
good
I'm
time?
Sorry. No, he mixed in some cigarettes, so that kept him afloat. Then some reds.
Who was the guy that used to work at a gas station who just lived on?
Oh God,
he lived on like those pills.
That's why my old roommate.
He lived on mini thins.
My old
like
roommate
a year.
Joe. literally, like his diet consisted. 60% of his diet was Funyuns, Slim Jims, or other beef stick products.
Oh,
big hot Tijuana Bahama Mamas. And Trucker Speed. That was about it. Yeah, that was.
He
like
lived on no-dos and mini thins,
Mountain Dew and no-dos Speed. I mean, it was.
He's a weird. He was a weird guy. Anyway.
Oh, now he works at Starbucks. So,
oh, does he really? Yeah. So he traded in one fix for another. Huh?
Yeah. Yeah. No. Good guy. Other than that, he would like stay up all night and draw and like. Like what? God, you could draw like 10 years of X-Men by the time you're done with all those trucker pills.
Like, so is that what he is? Is he a struggling artist? Then,
when he moved out, there were like 10,000 packets of little empty packets of pills. But I don't want to talk about people's behind their road.
Oh, come on.
I know, but now he's a dad, and I ran into
him. Oh, is he a dad now?
Yeah, and I ran into him, and literally he's got twins.
Oh, really?
And I saw him put a marker on a dot on the one's head to tell which one was which. And that's a good parent right there.
Well, you don't want to give the wrong one the eardrops.
You know, we could. I wonder if I could wrangle him for like 5 minutes. We could have Joe in because he was
good.
Like, he was a first adopter of that kind of Ultima online crap. Like he was like early. Like we all laughed at him before World of Warcraft got big. He played Ultima, the much crappier
Ultima
version.
Ultima Online, yes.
Yeah. And he would like he had a bard, and he would run around for like 12 hours for like a loot, you know.
I believe Ultima Online was the first, and then EverQuest was the follow up.
Yeah,
and then World of Warcraft. Yeah.
I had nerdy friends that were dollars. Way into that. I used to laugh at them every day, and then I bought Warcraft, and
it was over.
Yeah, I'm not playing anymore. But those bastards sent me a 10-day free trial thing in the mail.
Throw it, send it back.
Oh, it's toying with me. It's taunting me. I'm looking at it like ooh. I could become a blood elf. Oh.
Again, the cesspool of nerdery.
And we are deep. You bring it out of us, Rob.
I don't know why, because I'm not like that
I've
at
never
all.
Been a hunter before.
I don't play video games.
You don't play anything, no?
No, not really.
Really?
I've got Tiger Woods Golf on my computer, which is pretty fun. But
yeah, Tiger Woods Golf's a good time. All right. Yeah,
but I can't play like those role-playing. I got friends who play like Civilization and Galactic Civilizations and all that bullshit.
You don't do any of that?
No, can't. Rob can't hang
with
that.
I think Rob could play like Lego Star Wars with us or something.
Lego Star
Wars? You might play
that.
I don't know. Yeah, that's pretty good time.
I used to play my own Lego Star Wars.
But, sure.
You know,
TIE Fighters. You could, well, you no, that's not true. You played Tecmo Bowl.
But I mean, but that's way different.
If you on the Wii, they have the virtual console where you download games, and they have a Tecmo Bowl on that.
Really?
So you can actually buy the Wii and like you know you can download all the old NES games and stuff.
See the Wii does look neat.
Does look
you
like
do
fun,
it
yeah.
yourself with
yeah,
your
it
hands
was, it's okay, you know, yeah. But
it's kind of a party game. It's kind of a gimmicky.
If
you're a real video game player,
the downside to Tecmo Bowl is they can't license the players.
Yeah. Oh, that's
so it used to be that you would be
downsized.
Like, remember like Bo Jackson downside. And Barry Sanders
oh,
were like
yeah.
crazy and that,
yeah.
and like they can't call them by their names anymore.
Well, the ones online you
is
can.
Is it apparent? I mean, do they have the San Diego Chargers and a running back? I mean,
I'm not sure
and
if
you
they
know it's LaDainian Tomlinson.
I'm not even sure if they have the teams, but I think it was like that. No, you know what? I don't know the original Tecmo Bowl. I don't think had the teams. It just said like Oakland and Detroit. I don't think it had the Lions.
It didn't have the teams, but
I think
it had
by the
players.
But
the later
Super
ones
Super Tecmo Bowl
Super
did.
Tecmo
yeah.
Bowl might have.
Wait,
that was,
no, they did because it was the 49ers because it was we
was
always
the
had the no 49ers rule.
Or was it just San Francisco? <But sometimes,
laughs> no 49. You could not play Jerry Rice.
See, I'm not sure. Sometimes they were just like the city names and the colors.
I know hockey
but not
was
the logos
like that.
And stuff. Yeah.
Blades
no,
of Steel.
You know
was
what?
Like
Super Tecmo Bowl did because
it had the NFL license and the player license.
There's an online version you can find.
Okay,
right.
We just. Rob,
so I don't know.
Not long ago.
I don't know if they have the
Barry
teams,
Sanders.
But I know for sure they don't have the players.
That sucks.
And people bitched about it, so it's not.
Yeah,
as,
they did.
It was so good.
It's not as good.
Barry Sanders could break a touchdown about every third snap.
Well, the way guys broke tackles in Tecmo Bowl was great because they'd be on him and then they'd go boom, boom, yeah. and he'd be running
players
and just
would intentionally
boom.
Run away from you.
Well, that's it. All you had to do is give the ball to for the 49ers you had Tom Rathman. If you gave the ball to Tom Rathman, people just
was
bounced
that the
off.
Fullback?
And, yeah, and he just went in the end zone. Or you could throw it to Jerry Rice and he was going to like knock two guys down and catch the ball. So
or
it was
Bo
like,
Jackson.
Yeah,
for the
remember
Raiders.
Bo Jackson being incredible.
God. You could run like two lengths of the field and score a touchdown. You could run back to the other goal line and still score.
Yep.
They've made that a little harder now.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, the NFL Players Union, they royally screw the players on every turn, and yet they don't, and then they can't come up with the. They can't come up with the wherewithal to get them on the.
And
video
I'm sure they
game.
Would pay if it was a small enough fee to get the actual name.
My guess is Madden's probably got some kind of like
exclusivity
or something.
Well,
like that.
But it's an old game. It's not even like a current. It's not competing with Madden because now they're bringing back the 2K game that you and I love.
Yeah.
That was last. I think we last had that. I had the original Xbox. The NFL.
Oh, is that exclusive contract over?
No, it's not over yet, but they're bringing back a thing called, like, All-Pro Football, where it's, like, Legends. It's the same gameplay, but with, like, all kinds
good.
Of
that
old
was
players.
Sega's football game was better than Madden, I thought.
Yeah,
or at least
not,
I like the play
it's
better.
It's now 2K Sports, but yeah.
And everybody else.
So
know.
That's coming back, but without those teams.
But
with, like, old players.
But, you know.
Like Montana and Rice and Barrier in that game.
Yeah. Young Jeezy and Ludacris liked Madden, so that won out.
But you know what they're saying? That I think the idea is like they're going to decide based on the 2K sports game that comes out this fall with the Legends, if that's real good, there's a chance EA could lose the license.
They should lose
back
the license.
To 2K as soon as the contract expires,
they've
wow.
got,
which I think they've only got one more game contractually.
They got lazy with the Maddens.
Yeah.
There's no way Madden is going to lose it, though.
I don't know. You'd be surprised.
Well, first
there's
of all, Madden's
no
going to die any minute
It's like
now.
A holiday when that thing comes
well,
out.
Well, you know.
People
I,
take off work
why
and
not,
shit.
Why not just license two games, then?
Yeah.
They should license two games.
I know.
That's my point about the
and
Players
they always
Association.
Did,
the Players Association is a
and the NBA
joke,
does
man.
That. The NBA and the NHL, they license multiple
these
games.
Yeah. And they did forever, and then a couple
and
years
baseball,
ago, what was it 3 years ago, they decided to lock it down for NFL.
Yeah, baseball does it now, although baseball will allow like a, there's a thing called the Bigs, which is like a cartoony version of baseball.
Yeah.
And they have the real guys in that, in the real stadiums and stuff, but they only allow like one real baseball now. Actually, Sony has a baseball that's exclusive, and then there's a multi-platform exclusive. which is 2K Sports.
Now, what about RBI Baseball?
Was that a Japanese big-headed baseball or not?
No.
Because the one that was on TurboGrafx.
It was a dinky little Nintendo one.
The TurboGrafx baseball, which those games are on the Virtual Console on the Wii, that was like a Japanese big-headed baseball game where the guys had big giant heads and big giant bats.
Yeah.
It's fun as hell. That was a great game.
Somebody we saw actually recreated.
Oh yeah.
I don't know how they
1986
shot. They
World
shot, must
Series.
Have shot and made it a video.
They
must have taken
know.
Forever to cut it.
1986
together.
World Series when
the Billy Buckner the ball. Buckner
they recreated
yeah,
the
yeah,
whole
yeah.
inning
on RBI baseball.
I saw that
with Vin Scully voiceover, play by play.
I
awesome.
Saw that and couldn't have been more bored with that. But you know, to some people that was a great thing. And
it's behind the bag.
You know what? The dumb crap you watch on YouTube. I watched it the other day. Somebody cut in like Godzilla from like a Super Nintendo game or whatever, smashing through the Mario like mushroom world, the Super Mario. It's like dun, 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 dun. He's like crushing the things and knocking them, and it was great. You watch dumb stuff.
You do watch dumb stuff on YouTube.
Wow. Yes,
and you listen to dumb stuff like the Corey and Joel radio show.
There's nothing dumb about this show.
No.
All right, if it's dumb, leave. Goodbye.
Nobody likes onions.
See ya.
You could listen to that.
If I can find another guy named Corey, I will continue on.
You know, we haven't done Your Podcast Sucks in a long time because I gave up on the podcast world. And
I haven't listened to one. I'll listen to like shows that are specific about a topic.
Yeah.
Like I listen to the CAG Cast, which is the Cheap Ass Gamer podcast.
Okay.
And that has that guy Cheap ED. Remember, he was the guy who drank the cucumber soda.
I'm making a call out right now.
Oh, we're calling out to our fans.
I know that we've had listeners in Japan in the past. We haven't heard from many of them lately. But,
yeah, but if you're a listener in Japan, listen up.
We've had a couple listeners in Japan, and if you're in Japan right now, or Korea, or anywhere in Asia where they might be, I know we have a listener in Korea.
Yeah, we have one.
Then I need you to look for Pepsi Ice Cucumber.
Yes.
It is a brand new product from the Pepsi-Cola company, only in Asia.
It is Pepsi a, it is a green, cucumber. Fizzy green soda.
Yes.
Pepsi Ice Cucumber.
And, it's amazing they don't have that here.
We
it
want some
great.
Bottles of Ice Cucumber. Because the guy that I'm talking about, Cheap ED from Cheap Ass Gamer, did a video review of the Ice Cucumber Pepsi.
Would it be safe to say that you would send them an autograph poster if they were able to
get
this for
I
you?
Will send them... several of Cherry Brooklyn's pubic hairs. You can send
you have those now, or you have to go get those
them.
Fresh?
I will go get some fresh ones. And
I'll send you an autographed bra from from Holly.
Wow. You know what? The freight might be expensive.
Exactly.
On it. I don't know if you can really. I don't know if I can afford the postage.
Well, we'll see.
No, but I'm serious about this. If you can find Ice Cucumber out there. Without going to eBay and
resorting
that.
Send that to us.
Now, of course, sending a bottle of Pepsi is not going to be good because
it's going to get here flat.
It'll be flat as hell.
If it doesn't puncture or something, but maybe there's a way to get it. Maybe it's available like at Japanese food stores.
Well, I'm going to have to look.
But if anyone knows where to get Ice Cucumber Pepsi, let us know.
I'm excited about it.
And we will. We would love that.
I've seen a couple reviews online for it of people tasting it. One girl looked like she was going to die the second she sipped it.
But Cheap ED's review looked okay.
And he said it was okay.
He said it tasted like Sprite with a little hint of cucumber.
Hmm.
That doesn't sound
bad.
And
the other guy said it tasted like a melon drink.
And that doesn't sound bad either.
Yeah, so I'm really wondering what Ice Cucumber really tastes like.
I've never thought about drinking cucumber.
No.
And it's funny because I really only sent you that video to say, like, never dump on our serial killer segments or anything.
Sure.
Because they're every bit as good as anything that those guys
Sorry we didn't do a Crustio's serial killers, but...
Well, we can compare it to Fruit Loops, but they're kind of the same thing.
Same thing.
So...
I love goofy cereals and sodas, and I will continue to love them.
And the Buzz Cola and the Crustio's aren't goofy enough, almost.
Right.
But in a sense, they're good.
And unlike the Jones Soda, which is like a total goof that they put, you know, they put out, you know,
the turkey and gravy,
green bean soda. You know, it's going to be vile. And
I think
lethal.
We have to do that again, as long as it's different stuff.
That was one of the all-time great bits.
Yeah, that was a great bit.
You were resisted it.
I poo-pooed it because I didn't think the sodas were going to be as bad as they were.
Oh, were they hateful?
And God, the sodas were.
Didn't we call that bitch funk soda?
Yeah,
bitch funk soda.
And
that's
we actually
right.
That was the one thing.
Rob's going to have to get in on that. This time.
Well, you know, that was the one segment. If you're into Corey and Joel trivia.
Yeah,
that was designed as a bonus feature, and it was so good we actually
used it on the
edited it right into the main show because we said
Corey
that was
and Joel
too good.
Trivia. This has been Corey and Joel trivia with
Yeah, in fact, if you show 125, Corey and Joel for the very first time about the Trump.
Why do we
at the 17-minute mark of...
Because he's the only one who cares about Corey and Joel trivia.
That's a good point.
And
well, in the RSS feed, it is 0.7265929.
Now, if you remember that the show was posted incorrectly with the date... There was an issue with that a couple shows ago.
The ID3 tags said one thing.
We had the wrong date on the blog entry, and so it caused it to show up twice in the RSS feed.
Our official ombudsman.
People lost their minds over how the show was twice in the RSS feed. And it was like, no, delete the one you already downloaded, and then download it again. But no, the RSS feed is double on that show.
It is now incorrect.
No, it's the same show. It's just got a different date. So go ahead and delete.
Well, Joel, it's an efficient culture. You know, say what you will, but the Nazis made the trains run.
Well,
or the trams. They made the trams run.
Tram, yeah.
And my tram runs. It runs at 0700 hours on the 2300 hours. And
so yeah, if you're interested in Corey and Joel trivia,
I hate to do that, but I love it.
The Bitch Funk Soda Show was the only time we ever cut in a. Yeah. Previously recorded bonus feature as part of the main show.
Oh, I bet they got like mustard soda and stuff in Germany. I bet there's all kinds of
weird
crazy
stuff. Yeah.
Ice cucumber. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, if anyone knows where to get that, let us know. Email us.
Sure.
Email at CoreyandJoelRadio.com.
Feel free to send us any wacky stuff you'd like.
Yes. I keep making fun of the tram, but God, those yellow and red gummy berries are fucking haunting me.
Right.
I want some more of those.
I will not give out the address of the studio, but...
Send us
if
a
you
message
email
or an
us,
email, yeah.
We will private message us. We will give you the address.
Send a private message, and we'll tell you where you can...
And send us your crazy junk, and we'll talk about it. Eat it. We don't care. No shame here. Oh.
So anyway, what else can we get into here? What else is... I'm going on vacation this next week.
Good
so,
for you.
I'm going to Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Anything you want from Georgia?
Georgia? All right, so you're leaving on a midnight train.
I'm leaving
Georgia?
On a midnight. I'm taking the midnight tram.
I'm leaving on the midnight train to Georgia.
Tram to Georgia.
Midnight tram to Georgia.
Yeah, we need him to see.
It's coming place. Back to you.
So I'll be in Georgia for a while. Corey is going to Chicago.
Yeah,
you were up
I'm
north
going to Lollapalooza for the first weekend in August.
And what are you up to? Where are your vacations?
I've actually been on vacation this week, but I'm not going anywhere.
Oh, where'd you go? Oh, you're just not working.
You went to the Belle Isle Golf
Course. Oh, you went to the golf course with Corey. That was vacation this week?
And I went to Taste Fest yesterday.
Oh, okay. How's that? I know my friends are going, and they're like, you know. I didn't like the band so much, so I decided not to go, so.
There were good bands last night. I didn't go see any, though. We just went with kind of my family during the day and got some food and stuff. But we're going to go tomorrow maybe again.
All right.
But good food.
But I'm going to Georgia.
Yola Tango tomorrow, so if anything happens.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Lupe Fiasco tonight.
Thousands of...
Oh, see, I think I'm going to see the Polyphonic Spree tomorrow night,
which
is at the Majestic, which I actually have to pay for.
Right.
But I've never seen them. And that sounds like
But
fun.
You could see Yola Tango for free.
Well, I don't like Yola Tango. I like the Polyphonics free.
Millions of indie rock record store clerks will be torn by that decision.
I think
Polyphonics
well,
free.
I think Yola Tango plays here about every 7 months, and
that's true.
Polyphonics free. I don't think I've ever. I think they played once in Detroit at the Shelter.
Oh,
so that would have been like a really
small
show.
How do they even
show.
Fit in the Shelter?
That's a good question, and I think I was
There's
working
like
that.
There's like 12
night,
of them.
So I'm trying to. Well, I'm trying to decide. Here's my other option. Is to watch UFC 73 live, like at a Hooters or a B-Dubs.
You can take that.
I can get that the next day on the internet. But
I hate that we say B-Dubs. I hate that we've been programmed into saying Buffalo Wild
it's
Wings.
Such a, it's so many syllables, though.
Yeah.
I know.
Anyone up for UFC 73 or you're going to go to Yola Tango?
Well, I don't know.
Because I kind of want to go to Polyphonic Spree, but it's going to cost me probably $20. But I'll spend probably $25 eating crap at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Well.
So I don't know. I mean, if anyone wants to do UFC.
Yeah, and I'm going to spend money on the stupid, you know, what'd you tell me, the andouille sausage sandwich? And
that's a damn good
the rib
sandwich.
Chips.
$20 gets it done, though. $20 or $21 gets you 33 tickets.
Really?
And that is enough to do what you need to do. for a big guy like me.
There's like authentic fish and chips.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
there's
yeah.
Like,
the Union Jack's fish and chips.
And they're like a big
See,
turkey
The only
leg.
Thing I hate about that is they need a like a... a beer garden thing where you can sit down.
Now they do. This year the town pump set up.
Oh, did they?
The town pump set up like a whole bar now, and they've got tables and
because
chairs and everything.
Because you have to walk around right. with the food in your fucking lap, and it's right. like, you can't eat that stuff, you know?
They finally got that right
You have
right
to sit on
year.
The curb and eat a fucking it's fish and chips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's so annoying, and the people don't realize.
And
like,
it smells like bum piss.
Yeah, and it's like...
Well, you can eat a corn dog there, but it's hard when... God... Do I love me a corn dog?
They don't but, have corn dog. Oh, yeah. Nice. Corey took on a corn dog on 4th of
July. I did. The 4th of July fireworks.
With great ceremony, too.
I ran and got a corn dog with the fat little tubby bastard
I
am.
The only thing Corey runs for is a corn dog.
Yeah. All right.
I certainly didn't run on the golf course. That was... I was running after balls in the rough. That was...
Yes. Did you lose a lot of balls?
No, I retrieved all of them. But
did you? Oh, that's good.
One of them was a real struggle.
Like, this golf course is about as big as your backyard.
Yeah,
okay. So it's we not, couldn't lose not, two not minutes.
You could lose balls in my backyard, though.
It's only a mini course, but yeah. It was good.
Do you have a retriever?
No.
I should get a retriever.
I should get one of those.
Many different varieties of
Maybe
retrievers.
Maybe like Chill's cousin or something has one. He's training for a dog fight.
Ball retriever.
Oh.
Oh, that was pretty bad.
This could very well be the stupidest person on the face of the earth.
Yeah, that was not
good.
Yeah,
fine puns. Fine.
We're getting towards the end of the show when Corey's...
130 episodes of goddamn Comedy Gold. I drop a retriever joke and you turn on me. Boo. Fine.
Boo.
Fine. Be that way. Boo. Do some more card tricks on the radio, you bastard.
I haven't done a card trick in a while.
Yeah.
Anyway.
What are you going to do in Atlanta?
I don't know. You know, my brother's got a big house with a pool.
Oh. Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's funny. I have to go with my family, like my dad and my stepmom.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to be a whole lot of fun. So, I mean, not that I don't want to hang out with them, but it's like I don't want to hang out with them for 4 days.
I'm sure there's plenty to do
and
down there.
And Corey, I'd like if Corey went down, but I'm flying, and it's not like you could even go. So.
Yeah, you could bring Holly.
We could go down there and do a show.
Oh, yeah.
But now...
Live from the Gold Club, it's the Corey and Joel
Radio
Show.
I've never really
show.
Been to Atlanta.
Atlanta's a good time. It's kind of like Detroit. I mean, it's about the same size. It's got everything a major city has. It's a lot of...
I believe you've given Atlanta a subtitle.
Yeah, home of the middle class black?
Yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think that's a negative thing. I think it's a place
it
where...
It is the original...
It's a place where blacks feel like they're not like the minority.
Right,
in a sense, you know, like
I'd say Detroit is like that too.
No, yeah. But Detroit is still like run by the white man or something. You know what I mean? There's like the city is robust and black people like look after themselves, as opposed to we're in Detroit where like it's us against them kind of a little bit.
Well, the segregation. There's no doubt about the segregation, but
right.
I don't know about. I mean,
there's like affluent suburbs that are like predominantly black in Atlanta, unlike here. Sort of.
Okay.
You know.
Well, there's
okay.
Rosedale Park.
Well, but it's just it's like you know.
Sherwood
I thought you
Forest.
Meant the. I thought you were talking about the actual city because
the actual city
of Detroit
too.
Is run by
right,
blacks.
But it's also a poor city and it's you know Atlanta's a rich city. So
oh, okay.
That's kind of the difference.
I went to a barbecue in Sherwood Forest last weekend and it was like as nice as you wouldn't.
Oh, Sherwood Forest
it's
is really
gorgeous
nice. Yeah.
Over there.
Well,
you know, there's parts of
there's exceptions to everything. I'm saying in general though.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
You go to Atlanta and it's just a whole different like.
It's a more functional
it's
city.
Honestly, and God, this is going to sound racist too, but it's black people acting like white people sometimes. And I know that sounds bad. How bad did that? Does that sound
that
bad?
Sounds bad.
Okay, but when you're there, that's the best description you can give.
Sure.
It's not a lot of tomfoolery. You know, that's like black people like...
Well, oddly enough, we were just at a
Rob,
golf...
Rob, look out the window and you'll see the opposite of what goes on in Atlanta.
Well, that's a
it's
mixed,
somebody's
that's
birthday
a,
party.
That's a
over
mixed
time.
No,
not today.
There.
Actually,
oh, really?
Today is all one kind.
Today, it's not a Neapolitan flavor today. Today it's straight up double chocolate.
It's an extra. It's an extra dark birthday party.
Yeah, really?
There. Yeah, it is.
Oh,
is it not, Rob?
No, I think
no. There's a couple mixed in.
Yeah.
Does it look like a pajama jammy jam outtakes over there? Or what's going on? Is it like House Party 4?
Is it the
what's going on?
Is it the is it the Fresh Prince summertime video going on out there? Isn't it? Look out there.
No.
Tell me that's not the
summer, I see summertime. It.
You just sit back and we're going 2 miles an hour.
There's
so
a white
everybody
guy,
sees
a
you.
A white guy with an open shirt. He's got his shirts
oh,
wide open.
Yeah. Okay. That's enough of that. All right.
Call me a wackadoo.
All right.
Oh,
why don't we wrap it up?
We were just on an aisle, by the way, in which we played golf with people of mixed.
I'm not putting that. Listen,
that's
I don't want to say. Look,
but then literally we drove by and saw the car with the biggest spinning rims. This car must have been 4 feet off the ground with those wheels.
Yeah, it was a 78, like,
Cutlass
know,
or something.
Cutlass, right?
I don't hate black people. They're just different.
Okay.
And that's all. Sure. And I just point out the differences. That's all.
Okay. Well, let's keep that little personal. Let's keep that quote for the rest of the
You want that for a drop?
That's
a drop.
Cut and paste in that right now.
Yeah, it's going to be good. All right. No.
I'm just saying.
We love everybody.
We love everybody. So anyway, should we wrap up this one? Rob, thank you very much for being in here.
You betcha. Have fun in Atlanta.
Our announcer, who actually didn't even cut announcements today. We've got so many in the can. You're off the hook.
It was a great day.
Thank you for listening, everybody. Max in Sweden, hello to you. We've set out go on the forum. You can chat with Max. Holly's on there, and a lot of other good stuff. So go on the forum, discuss this
show. Good job, Sweden.
Way to go, Sweden. It's a little more white stripes for you. And what else can we say?
Have fun in Atlanta.
Thank you very much. I will.
Have a safe trip.
Hopefully they haven't heard the show. I'll be down there before anyone hears it.
Tell them to quit acting like white people.
if you need me,
they take that as an insult.
If you need me, I'll be riding the tram down to Atlanta.
I'll see you down there.
Play the golf course, get the Masters suite.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
All right, we're out of here. Later on. Well, you put my house down, then got mad at my reaction.